calling the organization of Staten Island's Food Line for the week starting Monday, January 4th. There was not much local news over the past 3 weeks, but eventually there was some national news. Patricia Lynch, our Transit Authority volunteer representative, was able to give us the good news that the transit aid being sought was obtained in sufficient amount so as to end the talk of layoffs at this time. It would have been unfair beyond all belief for our transport workers, after braving the pandemic to keep our city running, for them to face layoffs because Washington could not get its act together. We also did get a COVID relief bill, and that is fine, but it does not immediately help our state or city's needs that came from the pandemic. Locally, it is now our turn, and many of our members are volunteering to help staff COVID-19 vaccine distribution centers. Obviously, the rules we followed last March continue to make sense. If you have an immune compromised family member at home, caution is advised. If not, we are all eager for this plague to be halted by the vaccine. We will help if we can. We are also now hoping that the state legislature can get around to dealing with the early retirement package. And finally, our union will be asking the Office of Labor Relations about when will they deal with our overdue contract. Last year was a really bad year. Let's hope that this new year will be better. That's all the news for now. Thank you for calling, and call again next week.